escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So a new set of downs for Andy Dalton and the Panthers. Here's Hubbard up the middle. Still going. Inside the 20. Chuba Hubbard takes it all the way.
All right. The reason Josh is playing that is because I could have just waited 10 minutes. I'm in the it's fantasy draft season. Good morning, by the way. It's beautiful Wednesday. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. It's fantasy draft season. And if you are familiar with the, or not familiar with the Scott Fishbowl, it's a national fantasy tournament for a good cause, fantasycares.org. And it's a slow draft that I'm in. I couldn't do the live one, so I'm in the slow draft. And it's an 8-hour clock. And I was just, it was my turn to pick in the last break. So I'm looking at who's available. And I'm like, is Chuba Hubbard a good pick here? From where I'm at in the fourth round, this league counts. You get a half a point per carry, so volume matters. And then I picked him when I wasn't so sure, and I thought about the fact that I had a Panthers guest coming up in 5 minutes. I could have just waited and asked him. So, Kyle Bailey in the Western Hotline. Am I? Did I make a good pick? Was Chuba Hubbard going to be the starter again?
Absolutely. I think you made a great pick. Good morning, Joe. It's good to talk to you again. How you been?
Good. Thanks for coming on. We're a little exchange here. We came on your show for looking through the Panthers' opponents, and we're doing the same here. Week 8, right after the – I just am now realizing this, that as if it wasn't already a tough matchup for the Panthers, the Bills have an extra week to prepare because they have their bye week right before. Not a great not needed from the Panthers' end.
No, definitely not. But look, at this point, they have to earn everything to make people believe that this team has improved. So, you know, why not face the Bills under those circumstances? I mean, we all know that the Bills are the class of the AFC. I believe they're the favorites to win the AFC. I have a deep respect for what they are. But, you know, I hope, you know, listen, a lot of things change between now and week 8. But given the way the Panthers are built, we are hoping that that is going to be a heck of a football game when the time comes.
So that game will be in Carolina. Where is the belief tank right now for Bryce Young? After bouncing back when he got back in last year, how much confidence is there that Young can, one, be a quarterback that can have them being competitive this year, and then, two, is still a guy that could be a long-term franchise quarterback?
In my personal opinion, the answer to both is yes. Now, I'm not getting over my skis or way ahead of myself here. He looked really good down the final six games especially, but you know, the final 8 weeks of the season, he just showed steady progression each and every week, and it culminated with a really big performance and a win over Atlanta. pardon me, he had Kansas City and Philadelphia, both Super Bowl teams, on the ropes. The defense just couldn't hold at the end. So I actually think that he's proven definitively that he can do it. Now we got to find out, can you do it consistently for 17 games? And, you know, he now has the benefit of going from, you know, one season to the next, having an off season with the same head coach, same offense. Folks forget it's the first time that's happened for him. They beefed up the, you know, the offensive weaponry. They brought back the entire offensive line, including the depth, which was a surprise to many. So you know, the conditions are right for Bryce to have a really big third year. And given the way that he finished, even the people who were completely out on him after his benching in week two last year, even they've come around to, okay, we think the kid can play, now show it to us for a full season.
I mean, I would put myself in that category. Like, I was not thinking he had much of a career in front of him when he got benched, but he looked really good in the second half of last season. What was the biggest difference? Like, why did it look better? Was it a difference in mentality from him? Was it a coaching thing? Like, what did it look like? What was the biggest difference from before he got benched to when he came back in?
Well, I think first and foremost, you have to credit the young man for being mentally strong, for being a good teammate. He handled it like the consummate pro. I mean, I've talked to so many people inside that locker room about that situation, and they couldn't speak more highly to a man about the way that he came in the Monday after he was benched, the day after he was benched, and went right back to work and was a good teammate and didn't make a big deal out of it, didn't sulk, didn't pout, just went quietly to work back behind the scenes. And so that's a big part of it. But, you know, I think you also have to credit Dave Canales, who had the cojones to bench the kid after 2 weeks. I mean, that's, you know, he just took the job. There's no doubt he had sold the owner, David Tepper, on his vision for, you know, fixing Bryce Young after Frank Reich and company seemingly broke him in year one. And so then to turn around and bench him after 2 weeks, Dave Canales read the locker room correctly. You know, the veterans were looking at him like, we can win here, but not with the way this kid's playing right now. So, you know, I think it was both of those factors, but mostly the fact that Bryce really is a headstrong young man. You know, he's got two really sharp parents. His dad's a psychologist. I mean, I think he's learned mental toughness at that size, especially, you know, since he was a young man. So I think between the ears, Bryce has what it takes, and that's the reason that he's in the position that he's in going into year three.
Kyle Bailey with us on the Wester Hotline, WFNZ in Charlotte. How do you feel about how they've surrounded him this offseason? How the line looks, the receiving group? They've got the coach coming in for another year, and it seems like that's a good part of this. But how about the supporting cast around Young?
Yeah, again, they brought back the entire offensive line. They spent more money on their offensive line than anybody else in the NFL last year. And, you know, it paid off, especially in the, you know, back half of the season. Those guys were consistently good. But, you know, to get them all back, plus depth pieces like Brady Christensen, who many of us thought would be lost to free agency to potentially go be a starter somewhere else, you know, he's coming back. So that's huge. And then on top of that, just the big ticket item, of course, Tetteryl McMillan, the wide receiver in the first round with the eighth overall pick that stunned pretty much the entire NFL draft world. Everybody from, you know, Mel Kiper to Todd McShay to, well, everybody thought they were going with a defensive player after posting the worst defense in single season history last year. But they gave Bryce Young another weapon. That makes back-to-back first round wide receivers between McMillan and last year Xavier Leggett. So, you know, they brought in Rico Dowdle. You asked me about Chuba Hubbard there a moment ago.
Yeah.
They've now got 2,000 yard backs. They steal Rico Dowdle from Dallas. Cowboys fans were none too happy to watch him walk away, especially at that price tag. So in theory, he's got a great offensive line. He's got 2,000-yard backs, and, you know, he's got dynamic weapons out wide, albeit young ones. And you've got Adam Thielen, the veteran. Hunter Renfro's trying to make a career comeback after a bout with ulcerative colitis that kept him out of the NFL last year. So we looked up, and all of a sudden it seems like there's going to be a really, really stiff competition in the wide receiver room. So I would say that you don't have to expect first-team All-Pro from Bryce Young, you know, this year, but I'd say there needs to be a high level of production given what they've committed to that side of the ball.
Yeah. McMillan, I remember seeing at the draft, like, oh, this could be Canales' Mike Evans. Like, that's a high bar to reach. I know it's 1,000 yards every year, sure. But maybe he saw a little bit of Mike Evans in McMillan when they were going through the draft process.
No doubt about it. That, you know, a lot of folks said the same thing, but, you know, and like you said, it's really difficult to live up to being Mike Evans. But,
yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
you turn on the tape and watch Tetteryl McMillan, you can see that's the potential. That's the ceiling if he wants to reach it. Because he is a 6'4", you know, pretty fast, pretty nimble, great hands, you know, great awareness, just all of it. I mean, he's the total package as a wide receiver. So, you know, it wasn't my preferred pick. I don't want to act like it was. I was sold on a defensive player, but, you know, I think this absolutely could benefit Bryce Young in enormous ways. So they're excited about McMillan.
Kyle Bailey with us on the Wester Hotline for just a couple more minutes. Bills and Panthers in week eight after the Bills bye week. How about the defense? How strong a unit is that going into 2025?
Oh, well, they have to be better because last year they set the record for the most points allowed in a single season in NFL history. So they were awful and just miserable to watch. So, you know, they've certainly made some upgrades. They get Derrick Brown back. That's the big one. Derrick Brown's one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. He was lost to the season in week one last year against the Saints. And so getting him back is kind of like getting an extra free agent. But they signed Bobby Brown from the Rams to play alongside him, just a massive human. You know, A'shaun Robinson's there. They brought in Turk Wharton, who was great for the Kansas City pass rush last year. They signed Trayvon Merrick, who I think was arguably the best safety on the market. You know, some might say Javon Holland, but Merrick is a heck of a player. And then, of course, after drafting Tet McMillan, they went with back-to-back first-team All-SEC edge rushers in Nick Scorton and Princely Umanmielen. So, you know, they brought back Mike Jackson. They extended J.C. Horn. You know, I think they're – and I don't think they're done. I think the last piece that you're probably going to see them attack before the season is the safety spot. But, you know, what they need is for that defense to go from 32nd to 18th or 20th, right? And if this offense lives up to its expectations, you're going to have a far more competitive team that should have a chance of making the playoffs. So I wouldn't expect this defense to be great, but it has to be improved based on how awful they were last year.
Yeah. If that does happen, you mentioned like a chance at making the playoffs. I don't feel like that's that far-fetched. You know, like the way the NFC looks right now, the way that division looks, if the offense can be even just a marginal improvement over what they were in the second half last year and they can get that defense to do what you're saying, I mean, I said this on your show last week. I don't know that I'd pick them to, but I feel like they'll be one of those teams that's at least in the hunt in the final 2-3 weeks of the season.
That's really what people are asking for. I mean, but I do think you're right. This team has a chance to be in the playoffs, certainly in the mix, you know, come December. And you just go back to last year. They won 5 games, but they should have beaten the Eagles in Philadelphia. If Xavier Leggett doesn't drop a touchdown pass wide open, they beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. They had Baker and the Bucks beat at home, but the defense was so awful it couldn't hold a lead. Same thing against Kansas City. So, you know, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we all know the saying. But, you know, this team truly was a couple of plays away last year from winning 7 or 8 games. So, with that defense. So, you know, this year, you have to think that maybe some of that goes their way a little more. The defense is improved enough for them to be right there in the hunt, as you said, come about Christmas time.
That game against Kansas City in the middle of the year, we were watching, I was watching at least, every one of those Chiefs games where they're just getting away with it. You know, a snap hits Aiden O'Connell in the face. The Bills are 1 game back. And the Panthers, am I remembering this right? They had the game tied maybe right at the buzzer, right? Is that's a buzzer-beating field goal to win it by Kansas City?
Yeah, Mahomes got loose on a run, if you'll recall. You know, he skirted down the near – from my perspective in the press box that night, he skirted down the near sideline. You know, and it's just one of those things that Mahomes does that just makes you so irate because he's not that kind of athlete, but he just finds a way. And, yeah, that one was a gut punch because it felt like they were going to steal one.
Yep, they're 48 seconds left, tied game on their own 45. Mahomes scrambles for 33 yards. Just revisiting some of my memories from last year watching the Chiefs play football. You got a prediction like where you think they'll finish in the division this year?
I mean, it feels like a hedge, but I mean, I don't want to go crazy. I do think they're a borderline playoff team, if not a wild card team. I'm going to say somewhere between 8 and 9 and 9 and 8. I mean, I think that there's a lot of potential there, but again, everything's still new, and it's been 7 years of no playoffs down here, so we're going to have to see it to believe it.
All right, Kyle Bailey on the Wester Hotline. Thanks, Kyle. Maybe we'll chat a little closer to that matchup in the fall.
Would love to, buddy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Kyle Bailey on the Wester Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at Kyle Bailey Club as the Panthers are looking to take a step forward this year. Definitely a team I would expect the Bills to be favored on the road against. Really, actually, if you look at their schedule, how many road games? Because the Bills are going to be favored at home every week. I think they've reached that pinnacle. Even against Baltimore, they're going to be favored. On the road, they'll be favored against the Jets. They'll be favored against Atlanta, I think. They'll be favored against Carolina. Miami? No, they're not going to make that mistake again, right? The bettors or the books. They made Miami a favorite week 3 last year on Thursday Night Football, and the Bills romped them. So that's 4. They'll be favored against Cleveland. They'll be favored against Pittsburgh and Houston are the 2. It's possible by week 12 and 13 that they could be favored, but right now I would bet you that Houston and Pittsburgh are underdogs, which would mean the Bills, I think, are favored in every game. They're getting respect. They're getting – it's a 180 from last year. It's, you know, a 360, though, from 2 years ago. They're right back where they were after signing – well, I guess Von Miller's 3 years ago, right? 3 years ago. So they're back to where they were then. Everyone picking them to win the Super Bowl. Right now, they are the favorites, and they are favored in every game. One niche level of disrespect. I got one guy at ESPN, Bill Barnwell, who says that their skill position players stink. 28th in the league. All right. If you need your bulletin board material, I mean, there's a little piece of it. But I feel like they are being bet on a lot for this season. And really, what other than the thing that we don't want to say, because we don't even want to talk its way into existence, other than that, what is the thing that could hold them back? I mean, okay, let's say 28th in the league in skill position players ends up being accurate. Let's say that ends up being right. What does it result in? Let's say, because last year they got turnovers, but they ended up scoring 30 points a game. I think the bar for this team should be that. 30 points a game. You average 25 and you are 8th in the league. I don't think that's good enough with Josh Allen as your quarterback. But even if they were that, still winning the division, still hosting playoff games, you're not the one seed, and that's why I wouldn't take that. But you're probably still winning the AFC East. If your defense doesn't work out, Bosa gets injured, and the suspended guys come back, and they're not really making that much of an impact, and, ooh, Max Hairston's not really ready to play yet. What are they? Still winning the division? There's almost nothing that could happen with them other than, you know, the big injury that ideally will never happen and we don't want to say. Other than that, I just don't see a way they falter on their own. At least enough to where I wouldn't be picking them to win the AFC East. It would have to come from New England. New England, and I don't think this is very likely, it would just have to be Drake May shows up and he is lightning in a bottle. He is Jaden Daniels' rookie season in his second year. He has the year that Daniels just did. And if he can do that, then you're talking about a real fight. And maybe a possibility that the Bills could not win their division. But it just seems like such an automatic that they've at least got that. And I don't believe that's the benefit right now of being in a division with New England, the Jets, and the Dolphins. Because I told you last hour, I kind of want to pick Denver to win the West. Maybe I don't want to pick them, I want to bet them to win the West. Give me some odds. But the Broncos are ready. Year two of a quarterback that played really well. The roster is flush. The coach is good. Like I think they are ready to challenge Kansas City. The Chargers have been ready for 7 years and they've never done it. Denver is there. Now they actually have to go out and do it. The Bengals are capable of doing it to Baltimore. And that is why I just think they are so set up. It's their year, right? It's their year. It's their year to win the AFC. It's their year to be the one seed. There's no reason why that shouldn't happen. No reason why. And that includes like a playoff matchup with Kansas City or whoever. There's no reason, good reason why it shouldn't happen this year. The schedule is easy. The division is easy. That gets you to home field. That gets you to the easiest road to the playoff, to the Super Bowl. Your defense has been added to. Your line is amazing. You have the MVP at quarterback. You've still got the running back who might be gone in a year, but for now you still got him. And you've gotten better at receiver. The only position on offense you really could have gotten better at, they did marginally get better with Elijah Moore and Josh Palmer. So why isn't it their year? Why wouldn't anybody? Why would you not pick him? Why wouldn't you pick him? If you think, and I think many would, that they are as good as Baltimore, that you're nitpicking between the two. Same way, like, that was the MVP race last year. They are just that close. Why wouldn't the tie go to the team with the easier schedule and the easier division? Why wouldn't that be the case? The only reason you wouldn't pick them is you just can never see them getting through Kansas City. That's it. It's the boogeyman that is just still, you know, hiding in the closet, waiting to pop out and scare you. It's just that is the Chiefs, and it will be that way until they finally beat them or they're able to get a road to the Super Bowl that doesn't include them, which hasn't happened yet. By the way, speaking of respect versus disrespect, are Bills fans going to grab onto Steve Spagnuolo saying to Joe Burrow, this is again a clip from the quarterback documentary, the Bengals lose a really close game to Kansas City in week two last year, I think it was, and Spagnuolo runs down Joe Burrow after the game in the middle of the field, and he tells Joe Burrow, other than our guy, you're the best to do this. You're the best in the league at this other than our guy. Basically saying he's, because he's not going to tell him he's better than Mahomes. That'd be wild. But still might not be as bad as the guy that called Patrick Mahomes fat today and an embarrassment to Kansas City. That happened. The Spagnuolo clip, though, is that going to be like Bills fans being offended because he doesn't believe Josh Allen is the second best quarterback? Wouldn't Kansas City only think that, though, because Burrow's beaten them in the playoffs and the Bills haven't? That would be the only reason. So I guess you could take that if you want. You're looking, if you're hunting for bulletin board material, there you go. Spags is calling Burrow better than Allen. Although he said it to his face. Does he even believe it? Maybe he says that to everybody. There's not much. If you're hunting for bulletin board material, I'm just telling you, there's not a lot out there. Start watching Nick Wright daily. Maybe he'll give you something. 803-0550 is the phone number. 2 weeks away from training camp. I just saw a prospect ranking for the Sabres, as we're at that time of the year. Steven Ellis, who we've had on the show from Daily Faceoff. You know, they're a little lower than I kind of thought. Haven't we been saying for like 8 years, like, oh, Sabres are the best prospect pool in the league? They still have a good one, but I'm not sure they still have like one of the best ones. Very quickly, I'll tell you what Steven writes about them. And
get some. Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
More football in as well. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jody Biasi here on WGR.
I'm a big believer that goalies have to support goalies. There's only two goalies or whatever shakes out or whatever. Devin is in the room. I haven't spoken to him at all, but there was a time in my life where I didn't treat the other goalies that well, and it was a mistake. You have to support each other because the reality is in an 82-game season, you need both guys to be going, and you need both guys to win games. And when one guy's struggling, you need the other guy to pick him up for the confidence. I know, like, when I'm struggling and I know that the other guy is going to win a game, it gives me a lot of confidence and it makes me play a lot more freely. It's just such a delicate balance of being very competitive with each other and pushing each other.
Alex Lyon, as a goalie, that's the way you got to sound, right? Goalie supporting goalies.
Yeah, it's.
Or you want to fight your partner?
It's a little harder than you think to not want to fight your partner sometimes,
right? Because it's a competition, really.
It is
at all times, I would bet.
Yeah, everything is a competition. You gotta practice every day, every game you play. In junior, I had a partner, mm-hmm. Benny Halas, who's playing college hockey now. He'll end up playing pro probably in Europe, but he's mm-hmm. good goalie, and we were both good, solid goalies for the league we were in,
mm-hmm.
and we split time 50-50 dead down the middle. And every day in practice was a war with Benny.
Yeah.
And we were best friends, but every day in practice, every game we played was, seriously, it might have been just as intense as the games we played on the weekends. We wanted to beat each other so bad because you knew, this is all I'm competing with you the most directly. It's kind of similar to the F1. You're competing against the driver.
But you have a teammate,
but he's
too.
Your teammate too.
Yeah.
And so there's a balance to find there. And I found that really interesting from Lyon because there's so many guys that do it differently in that way.
Yeah.
Some guys just don't talk to you. I had partners that wouldn't talk to me. It was just, listen, we're.
Yeah. This is business. This is business.
And then I had guys like Benny, who was legitimately one of my best friends in the world, and I loved him, and we still went to war every day.
Not to bring everything back to golf, but that sounds like, you know, you're doing a match with a buddy on the golf course, and he hits a perfect shot, and you're like, that's a good shot. And in your head, you're like,
right.
I don't want to beat this guy so bad. But you're still friendly at the end of it?
Yeah. And there's, you know, you fight against... When you're young and you're learning how to be a goalie at a somewhat high level and you start getting competitive,
mm-hmm.
I think every goalie probably at some point is sitting on the bench and their partner gets scored on, and internally you go, yes, and you immediately feel disgusting. And you're like, that's not,
mm-hmm.
that isn't right. And that starts, I think, for many guys, the process of learning how to find that balance that Lyon's talking about there.
Yeah. So real quick on the Sabres and goalies, but also prospects. I was reading Steven Ellis this morning. He's ranking, he's going through all the prospect systems in the NHL. He does not have the Sabres as like the number one prospect pool in the league. In fact, he's not like specifically ranking them. He says they have a top 15 pipeline.
Hmm.
So basically just, they're in the top half of the league.
Yeah.
So, okay. The Sabres are, he's ranking them their top 10 prospects. Want to guess where he ranks Levi? Their 10 best prospects. Nope.
One.
Not one.
No?
Nope.
ooh, then now I'm thinking the other way. Is it like five?
It's fourth.
Wow.
He hasn't ranked behind Noah Oslin, Radim Mirka, who they just drafted, and Konsa Hellenius. And he writes about Levi that he just has not found that way to crack onto the big team, the full team yet. And the Sabres just signed Alex Lyon to a two-year deal. So some would argue he still has the most upside of any goalie in the Sabres system, but is there a legit pathway to NHL success still? And I think this might be a big year for him.
It is.
Determining at least the reputation of like what he is. This star upside that has existed with him since the Sabres really acquired him.
Right.
So this is like 5 years, right? Like 5 years.
Yes.
Of Levi just existing in the back of the mind of any Sabre fan thinking, they got a star goalie on the way. If he doesn't make it to the NHL this year at some point, doesn't have to be right away, but if he doesn't fight his way into their rotation at some point during this season, I think a lot are going to start writing him off.
Yeah.
At least towards being that. Like, okay, maybe he could still be an NHL goalie, but the idea that he's going to be a top 10 guy in the league, that he's UC Saros 2.0, like, I think we would have started to see more of that by now. And there was also this contract situation, which I think most are expecting that to be pretty easy, that he'll just sign as an RFA.
There's some comps for him that are making like above $1 million.
And for him, this was the noise about him when he came out of college, was he only really wanted to sign in Buffalo. It was whispered, but it was like the worst kept secret in town, that he only really wanted to sign in Buffalo if they cleared a spot for him.
Right.
And now that contract is over. And he's an RFA that's not offer sheet eligible. So he doesn't really have much of a play. But if 3 years ago he really only wanted to come here if they cleared a spot for him, and now he has no contract, and definitively they did not clear a spot for him because he would have to really wrestle a job away from somebody. Again, like I don't know what the next step of this is though. Like he might want to find a way to get to a team that is more willing to give him a spot right away, and just kind of hand it to him. But I don't know how he accomplishes that.
I think there's a part of that is, when he came in, he probably wanted to see, can I jump right in?
Well, he probably thought he could.
Exactly. Like
he was probably confident, I'm going to step right in and I will never go to the AHL.
Right. And so he thought that, rightly or wrongly. I think every guy that's playing at that level should think that about themselves. He came in and went, I need the opportunity to do that. And now what he's done is not forced them to let him in again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with what I know about him as a kid, that I've heard really, really good things about him mentally, as a person, as a goaltender, both in and out of the sport. I've heard he's a really, really good guy. I think if he's smart and self-aware and has good people around him, he'll recognize, I didn't force the Sabres to give me the job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a deal. I got to make him do it. And I don't think he will force his way out of this situation to get somewhere where, I mean, how many places are going to
give
him a spot in the NHL?
Might it's be tough not, to find in the first place.
It's not happening, I don't think. Yeah. Not for a guy at that. It's just, there's not those jobs available.
Right.
You find veterans to do that job like the Sabres did find Lyon. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're getting gifted that job from a team, especially not a team that's any better than the Sabres, because anybody any better than the Sabres has a good goalie.
Right.
Like
most teams are going to have a better goalie room than the Sabres are right now.
And so you're not going to find a much easier path than this, regardless of how you feel about they did.
And then there's also, like, I don't know what to make of his season. Like, he was great in Rochester again in the regular season, and then in that first round playoff series he was incredible, but then when they went and played Laval, which was the top dog team in the AHL, he got lit up.
I'm seeing a lot
So, like, what am I to make of that?
I don't know.
That's the last thing we saw.
It's the last thing we saw, but it's also
we saw a
massive sample size of him being incredible all year in the AHL.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Laval team was legit. Like, that was a borderline NHL roster team. And, you know, he got beat, but it was, I don't even think it was a 7-game series. It was a 5-game series, I think, and they lost in 3. And
yeah.
Three bad games. I am not ready to write off the season he had because he struggled against Laval in April.
That's right, but it's more throwing doubt into the mix of, like, how much should I really count on this guy to someday come be my number one goalie? Because I've been treating it as such really until now, and I still kind of want to believe he's more likely to be the Buffalo Sabres' long-term number one goalie than Lukanen is.
Oh, he definitely. I 100%
but
believe that.
That doesn't also mean he's likely to. Just because he's more likely than Lukanen is doesn't mean that he's likely to be, you know, the Ryan Miller comps. Actually, we have a call about that comp right now. Bruce in Tonawanda. North Tonawanda. What's up, Bruce?
How are you today?
Morning.
I'd like to just basically put a pause on the Devon Levi thing. Let me remind the good listenership that Ryan Miller played 4 seasons in the AHL before he came up. 4.
Yep.
It takes time for goalies to figure it out. It's one of the hardest positions that there is in sports, in my opinion. Who wants to stand in front of a puck coming at you at 100 miles an hour? Not too many people that have a sane mind and body, but no, it took him 4 years to figure it out. And once he came up, he was ready. So let's, if we can, put a pause to this and let him be him and let him figure himself out. And if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, I guess it doesn't, but the kid needs some time, in my opinion. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce. The only thing about that, though, and in a vacuum, on a well-run team, be totally good with that. Like, right. And that is all reasonable. Miller might have only taken 3 years in the AHL if there wasn't a lockout.
Right.
But either way, it's still more than Levi's playing.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
I guess they didn't necessarily do this offseason. My only problem with, well, just let him sit down there and, like, don't worry about it. It's when the Sabres have treated it as such. The Sabres have planned for goalie in the last 3 years as though he's going to be here.
Exactly.
They plan in 2022-23 where they don't trade for a goalie at the deadline, which is one of the most criminal things I think they have done with Kevin Adams as the GM. They had a playoff team that just needed a few more saves, and they didn't touch it because they were afraid of the college goalie not signing with them.
Yeah.
That year, they planned their goalie room around him arriving. The next year, they planned their goalie room around what? Him being the starter.
Right.
He started opening night, first 3 games of the year.
Right.
Reimer, they waived him at the beginning of the year. They're lucky he was still around, that they got re-waived so they could bring him back. They planned their goalie room 3 straight years around him being there.
That's the
now. Point. Now they have finally not done that.
Right. That's the point I was going to make. Like, I agree. I think he does need more time. The Sabres are the ones that need to be told that, apparently.
Well, now because I think they do. Now they did it.
Right, but it took them, they've got it reversed. Like, they should have been doing what they did this year for the last 2 years and, you know, maybe left a spot open this year. But they didn't do that. And so when they treat him in that way of, he's going to be the guy, and then he's not the guy, and he's not the guy again. And then now this year, what's going to happen? That's where I think a lot of fans get, well, what's going on with this goalie? It's been 3 years I've been hearing about this guy. And should he still be in the AHL? Probably. But they've been saying to you, all of us, no, he's ready.
He's
coming.
Different.
He's
special.
He's going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
He's got it. And it brings me back to another part about that Lion clip that I found really interesting was at the very end, not in the clip we played, but the full answer he gave. He talked about finding, it takes a long time to find your game, And once you find what works for you, you got to hold on to it and protect it. And to me, that is what takes this time. Levi's as physically, technically talented as he'll be ever now. It's he needs to learn his game and what works for him. Do I slide in this position? Do I like playing in a reverse VH on this post? What all this stuff that you got to figure out as a goaltender, it just takes reps and time. And that's what he needs. And so you got to wait for that. And if it's ready, it's ready. And if it's not, you can't force it, because the guy, once you lose a grip on that stuff that works for you, you saw this with Luukkonen last year, you end up guessing and you end up looking a little inefficient and not very good, and you end up not playing very well. And so you've got to try to protect against that, especially with a young goaltender.
I just found a just a wrap on this. Again, this is something we bought into. We bought into the Sabres thought through their actions that Levi was different and he was special.
Yeah.
We followed suit. I put a poll up on June 8th of 2023. Would you trade Devin Levi straight up for Connor Hellebuck on a long-term extension?
Oh.
I didn't even do the, oh, he only had 1 year left on his deal. I'm telling you, Hellebuck will sign with you long-term. Would you trade Levi for him straight up? 8,800 votes. And 86% said no. That's where we were.
I mean,
we were hype was nuts.
And that was
holy crap.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now he's the fourth-ranked prospect in the system. Right.
It's crazy. The team. A lot of it was the team forcing him on to people.
Right. We like listen,
in media.
We got suckered.
Yeah.
It was never likely. It was never ever likely.
No.
To the caller's point, goalies take time.
Exactly.
It never should have been the plan. It never should have been talked about the way it was. I'm guilty of it too. And now we're at a point where I feel like we're in a more reasonable position. It's all that history. Makes it feel like, you know, we should be down on Levi. I feel like if the expectation was never set that high, we would still feel pretty good.
I think you'd feel great.
You'd feel good. Like, he's had a good AHL career. He had a bad series at the end. He's 23. Goalies aren't supposed to arrive even by that age, usually.
No.
Like, without the history of the team saying, this kid's going to be different, elite, going to show up earlier than everybody, you would look at him and say, this is a good goalie prospect that's developing around the rate that most do.
Exactly.
Some goalie chatter on July 9th for you. Alex Lyon speaking yesterday. Good comments. Good talk with the media. That comment that we just played there about how you should treat your fellow goalies in the room. All that's on demand, WGR550.com. Extendo Sports, when we come back to wrap things up here in WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Extendo Sports. I have a Twitter question that I'm asking followers right now. Let's go to the bullpen, see what they think. What is the most ridiculous poll result in my Twitter's history? 2023. Asking, would you trade Devin Levi straight up for Connor Hellebuck on a long-term extension? 86% said no. Or March 19th of 2021, Mitch Trubisky has just signed with the Bills, fresh off the Bears. And I asked the question, would you take the Eagles last 4 years for the Bills? The backup, Trubisky, comes in, wins the Super Bowl, after an injury to the franchise quarterback, 3 years go by and the franchise quarterback, Allen, starts a downward spiral and you're starting over in 2025. Are you signing up? And 54% said no. They would not take the Super Bowl. See, that one might not be as ridiculous, though, because I think you might still have a number of people that would say no to that. Wouldn't you? Would you have people that would say no to that right now? If I put that poll back up right now and said, Allen, 4 years older, and they still have a one. I don't even want to entertain the thought, though, because it includes him getting injured, and that's what happened in Philadelphia, though. Like, the guy got hurt, and they came in and won. And then it was all over in 3 years. Now they've built it back up.
Right.
And won again.
I think a lot of people – I know I struggle to even think about that because I don't want to think about life without Allen.
Right.
I just can't do it.
Levi for Hellebuck is – that's ridiculous thing to say no to.
It's insane.
Even 2 years
it's
ago.
Insane that people have said no to that. Whatever. Don't get me started.
Hellebuck was on a one-year deal at the time.
Right.
And I remember wanting that. Like, go do it. Don't wait. Ah. It's okay. That wasn't like actually on the table for them.
So right.
I shouldn't be upset about it at all. It's a beautiful July day. Stay tuned. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is on the way next. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 6. Joe Marino tomorrow from Locked On Bills. Brian Koziel. We'll talk a little Sabres with him. Also, some golf. Scottish Open this week, which has become a bigger and bigger tournament. And then next week, the Open Championship. So we'll talk a little with Brian tomorrow at 8:30. Have a good Wednesday. Stay tuned for the Extra Point Show after this on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.